Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for The Daily Record. My guest is Alexander Piles of The Daily Record, who we're speaking to from Annapolis, where he is doing the newspaper chores of the day. Alexander, you were recently in Ocean City for the MAACO convention, I believe, and there was some discussion there. Correct me if I'm wrong, but there was discussion about the sort of a disadvantage that candidates have if they're running for office and they're also in the General Assembly, and they're running against people who are not in the Assembly and therefore not restricted to fundraising outside the time when the Assembly is meeting.
This is really an issue that's in the law that is an unintended consequence of something that was supposed to really prevent the appearance of any kind of influence buying during those 90 days where the General Assembly is making and changing the laws of the state. So if you're a statewide elected official, so if you're attorney general, if you're governor, lieutenant governor, controller, or a member of the General Assembly, a delegate or a senator, you're not able to solicit or take any donations to your campaign account during those 90 days.
The idea is to avoid conflicts of interest, where people that are appearing before you are giving you money while you're working on legislation that affects their interests.
Exactly. And you may or may not be changing your vote or amending a bill to aid those folks who are giving you money, but you certainly don't want to create that appearance. So the law, the election law, I think is probably intended well. The consequence, of course, is when you're in the midst of a campaign and your opponent is not a statewide elected official or not a legislator. And it just so happens in the upcoming race to succeed Martin O'Malley as Maryland's next governor, we have some candidates who are not statewide elected officials, not legislators, who are going to be able to raise money throughout the General Assembly session. And this is especially pronounced on the Republican side of the ticket, where you have the Harford County executive, David Craig, who is not prohibited from raising money, and also Charles Lawler, a businessman who isn't connected to state government in any way as far as being an elected official, and he'll be able to raise money as well. Delegate Ron George, who is also seeking that Republican nomination, is not allowed to raise any money. So he told me while we were in Ocean City that for a while he thought about resigning from the General Assembly starting in January so that he could raise money and not fall behind his opponents. It doesn't seem like George will do that now, but that's a serious consideration, or it has to be, for someone who's seeking statewide elected office and is worried about being outraged by their opponents.
Alexander, remind me where an issue like this would be raised in the Assembly. What committee would look at something like this? Or would it go to the Ethics Committee?
It would certainly be discussed there. There is also an election law subcommittee in the House of Delegates. And talking to the legislators that are part of that election law subcommittee, the committee that could amend the law, the legislation, they say that it's probably not something that we'll look at. It's not something that we could fix before the next election, but it's certainly an unintended consequence of a law that really meant well.
Well, we'll see what they do, if anything. Alexander, thanks a lot for being with us. For Alexander Piles, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.